Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah!
morning, good morning, good morning. Ooh, what a beautiful morning. Glory to glory. Glory. He's taken us to glory, to glory, to glory. Hallelujah. Yes, I am your host, Deborah Anderson, apostle from the Thunder and Lightning Ministries International. Again, Thunder and Lightning Ministries International. I am Apostle Deborah Anderson, and I am your host today. And God is taking us to glory, to glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gracious be to you, Most High God. And my topic I'm going to speak on today is, how do you desire the love of God? Yes. How do you desire the love of God? We desire that love of God as he's taken us, as the song said, from glory to glory. But we got to be taken there. And we're taken there by what? Prayer. So you have to seek him daily in prayer. You begin and continue that loving relationship with him, talking with him on a daily basis. And you begin by in prayer on his word. Yes, we have to meditate on his word. We're seeking him. We have the desire to seek him. I'm going to share something with you. As I was coming into knowing, really knowing God, I mean really knowing God, I had heard his audible voice. Now, I was already seeking him. I was in prayer and praying to God about certain things that were going on in the world. And still is. I am an intercessor, prayer, warrior. I love to go there to the throne of grace. But God, in order for me to go to that throne of grace, God said, why you don't desire my love? And I'm like, huh? I do. I do desire your love, Father. I desire it more than I even desire myself. I thought I was really desiring God's love. But God wanted to take me to a different level of desiring his love. So therefore, I hit the floor. I cried out to the Heavenly Father like you can never desire to cry out to someone. I cried out. I said, forgive me. Forgive me. I thought I was really desiring God's love. But he wanted to take me further in his love. And I was like, wow. I thought I was there. But the desire is an expression of the inmost being of man. The onward impulse of an ever-involving man. Being, and it has enduring power. Deep desire is essential to spiritual growth. So God wanted to take me to the deep of things, to his deepness of desiring his love. And I was like, oh my God. So he had me to venture off and learning the metaphysical part or the metaphysical meaning of desire, true unity, an expression of the inmost being of man. The onward impulse evolving man, it springs from deep within being. It has enduring power. Deep desire is essential to spiritual growth. So we got to have that spiritual growth, you guys. We really do. It is a desire, an earnest, intense desire that draws the whole being up out of mortality, and it transcend joys into the power to appreciate and to receive real spiritual blessings. Desire repressed, desire that is forced out of consciousness into the subconsciousness mind without transmutation according to the spiritual law. We have that desire to excel, that inspiration of the Holy Spirit, which ever urges us to forsake earthly things. That's right, earthly things. Because our mind is on earthly things. Oh, I want to do this. Oh, I wish I could do this. Oh, I want to be this. Oh, I want that car. I want this ring. I want this. I want earthly things. Desire that which is of heaven. Desire is central. You know, it's excel. We need to excel in it. We should be encouraged and cultivated in the right direction. It is all. It is all. Or is it in all men? We got to have desire to really love God the way he wants to be loved. Like you get married or you want to get married. You have that desire. You want to get married, right? Oh, I desire to get married. So where does that come from? You think it comes from you? Or does it come from God? Because God is who we are married to. When you become that Christian, when you fall in love with God, you desire his love. So you're loving on him, intimacy. He said, come unto me, you see. So we come in unto him that all are heavy laden, and he will what? Give us rest to our soul. He said, take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. So we have to learn the ways of God to really have that desire to really want to be intimate with him. As the word said, you have not because you ask not. So we ask him. We keep asking. We keep seeking and keep seeking, knocking and knocking. God desires for us to desire him and his works in us to will, to do the will of God for his good pleasure. Not my will, but your will be done. So how do we build a relationship with God? You talk to him through daily prayer. If you're a prayer intercessor, you're constantly praying. You're praying for others, but you're praying to God. That's the greatest way to create and maintain a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Interceding for someone. You having that relationship with God that you can lift individuals up. And whatever desires or whatever needs they are in need of, or if they are in need of prayer, we're lifting them up. And God desires us to just come unto him. We must and we shall come unto him. So we're talking to him. We're one-on-one. I call him Daddy. Hey, Daddy. Hey, Daddy. I know you hear me. Even right now, he hears me. He hears you all. You're tuning in to this broadcast. But guess what? God is in the midst of it. He's downloading in me what to share with you, God. That's right. Everything don't have to be written down. Because if you allow the Holy Spirit to speak through you, he will bring forth everything you need. Or even if you desire something, he will give you the desires of your heart. But you got to trust and believe to receive. We must trust in our walks of life. So he says, why we don't desire his love? Why don't we really, truly desire to love him? This world will be a whole lot better. I know it would be a whole lot better because everybody would be on what? One accord. One accord. We all walking hand in hand together, praying together, eating together. Disciples, they ate with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when he was walking on this earth. They gathered together on one accord in what? The upper room. And Jesus did what? He went into prayer. Prayed over the food, but yet and still, what did he do? He was right there in the midst of them. On a daily basis, we can go to our Father and ask. And when we ask him, we seek it. We seek in his face. We seek in what he wants us and the way he wants us to do things in our lives. So we can be a better person in Christ Jesus. Audibly to me, he said, why you don't desire my love? I'm like, Daddy, I do desire your love. I was in prayer, and yet and still, how deep was my prayer? How deep can we really go in prayer to seek him, to have that whole desire to want to be intimacy with him? That's where intimacy comes from. Into me, see, we got to be more into him, the hope of glory. That's right. So the desire for our Heavenly Father is to connect more and more day by day, get him like he can seek him. No more, but seek him. And watch what he do. He will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings like he did the children of Israel. They didn't have nothing to eat. They walking in the wilderness. Sometimes we walking in that wilderness. And he said, can you hear that small, still voice? Can you hear me talking to you? You desire to want to know me. Come, come, come unto me, all that are heavy laden. Come unto me. We must come unto him. We must desire him like we have never desired anybody. Even if you're married, you desire God over your husband. Because God said, I'm first, then your family, and then the rest come. So we have to play that part in order. We have to bring God first, because God is a jealous God. So whatever your heart desires, whatever you want to do, you have to seek him first. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Really, truly. He said, why you don't desire me? Come to me first. And everything else that you want to do or you got an interest in doing things, come unto him. Seek him first. Don't go to your Susie Jane and Billy Bob. Go to God. Come to him. Write the vision. Make it plain. Come to him. Sup with him. That's what he wants. Come sup with me. You can even have coffee, tea with him, or whatever kind of little juice you want to bring unto him. And you sit like you're talking, like me and you talking right now. I'm talking to you, but you can't see me. But you hear me. Come on. Just like you don't see God. He said, no man can look upon me. So but we speak to him, and he speaks back to us in various different ways. He speaks to us. He get our attention. That's what he wants, our attention. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Look to the hills where cometh thy help. Your help comes from God. In everything you want to do, if you got a question, talk to him. You in prayer. You're talking to Dad, prepared for this broadcast today. I'm like, okay, Daddy, I'm looking to the hills. We're coming by help. It's coming from you. You. I can write out everything I want to write out. That don't mean I'm coming that way. I'm coming the way that he had put in me to pour out and to deliver to you. Yes. It's not easy. He didn't say this was going to be easy. But Take your burdens. Take everything. Take all your cares to him, because he desires a relationship with him. He desires more of you. I don't care what it is. Just the little thing. Bring it to him. Sit down and bring it to him. And you will find yourself going even deeper in your conversation with him. And Lord, I pray right now on this radio broadcast that people that are listening, the listening ears listening, that they will come even closer to you, because we're in a dying world, that each and every day there's something going on, things that are out of norm that are going on. But if we seek you like you really want us to seek you, a change can't come. Change can come any minute, any second, if we keep our mind on you. You will keep us in perfect peace. You said it. You said it through your word. You will keep us in perfect peace if our mind, our hearts are stayed on you. And that's what I want. And I know that's what everybody listening, what they want. I want to stay close to him. There was an old song, just to be close to you. No, I want to be close to you, God. Not just for a moment. I want to be close to you every second I can. Every second I can, I want to be even closer. Can we do that? I know we can. I know we can go even further with God. Closer than close. That's what he wants. He wants us to come to him, close to him. Desire that love. That same love if you're married that you desire for your husband. God wanted too. He wants you to share him first. Come to me. Go to him. After you done suck with your dad, go to your husband. Go to your family. That's what we need to do now, each and every one. Go to your family. Pray with your family. Pray like you ain't never prayed to your family, because God does the drawing. He's the one draws in. If there's something in your family not close to him, this is what God is saying. Desire me. Come unto me. I will take care of the situation. I don't need no help. He doesn't. He will do the ultimate. Oh, knowing God can do it all. He can change any situation with a blink of an eye. Back your eye, boom, there it is, it's gone. Your situation, what you thought was a situation, is gone. So we have to desire him. We got to show him appreciation. I appreciate you, Father God. I appreciate you even allowing me to be on this broadcast, to speak what you have put in my heart, to come forth to your people. Yes, your people that are called by your name. We got to, yes, humble ourselves. We got to humble ourselves. God's face. That's what he wants. He wants us to desire, to want to seek him more and more each and every day. More and more. You in the bathroom, you taking a shower, go in prayer. You bathe, you soak it. Soak in him. Desire, oh, Father God, I'm coming to you. He already know your nakedness. He created you in his image, in his likeness. God knows every situation, every part of your body. If you're hurting here, you're hurting there, God knows where you're hurting at. God is the great physician. He is the healer. Come on now. There's a thing on your side. Hold your hand to your side and speak to that thing. Pain, go. In the name of Jesus, to the mountains will be moved. We got to believe like we never could believe, but the only way we can believe is to have that hunger and thirst to seek God like we never sought him before. We have to. We have to on everything with our I love like our children. We have to seek God pertaining to them. Yes, we got to bring them up to God. They get a certain age, you got to turn them over to God. I turned mine at 12 because that's what was Jesus. He went forth teaching and going forth at 12. I still keep them up in prayer. I still cover up every one of our loved ones. And those who are out there wondering or lost, don't think God don't know them. He knows them. But they have to cry out and come unto him. He wants and desires our time, our communion with him. Even when you take communion, that's our time to commune with him. Blood sacrifice. He died on the cross or the stake. However way you want to say, he died for our sins. Because we couldn't do it. He did it. God Almighty came from his son, boom, made himself into a son of man, came to this earth for a dying world. Because Lucifer, Satan, the devil, is among here, seeking who he can devour each and every second of the day. We were on the prayer line early this morning, before the broadcast line, the prayer line that I be on. And the enemy was acting a fool. You couldn't even get in. You couldn't get in. You couldn't get out. But God, you stay and keep seeking him. I was like, okay, God, you got to help me here. He put in my spirit. Go on the internet. Go on the conference call. And there I was on the conference call. So I had that desire to be on that line. I had that desire to continue to intercede for people I don't even know or people that I know. I'm standing in the gap. That's desiring of what God wants us to do each and every day. It ain't just once a week. It's every day. Even if we're not on the prayer line Monday through Friday, we're on there Monday through Friday, but hey, Saturday, Sunday, keep lifting the people up. God created this world. On the seventh day, he rested. But 6 days, he created. He created you and me, man, in his image, in his likeness, to do what? Sup with them. That's why he desires, wants you to desire his love. Come on. Commune with me, my children. Come with me. We have to have that personal relationship with the Almighty God. And he will do things that you can't even describe. Oh, my goodness, how did I get this? How did I get that? You can go up in a car dealership, believe to receive. Go in there. Have faith. He said, have faith of a grain of a mustard seed. Even when you pray, oh, God, I don't even know what to pray for. But he already knows what's on your heart. He already know, but all he wants you to do is desire to be in his presence. Every chance that we can get, we need to be in his presence. If you got anyone going or in a serious situation, you take it to God in prayer. They're in the hospital, in need of prayer. Somebody standing in the gap that they will recover. Right there. You can be in the hospital. Praying for your loved one, but I love to go to the other rooms and pray for those who don't get loved ones to come visit them. God will help me to go from room to room. Would you like for me to pray for you? And the mass majority of them say yes, because they desire to know, laying on that hospital bed, that somebody is standing in the gap, interceding for them, for a miracle, that they can recover and thank God and give God the glory. Now they can go in prayer and testify what God has done for them. You hear me? Come on. We got a desire. His loving kindness. We got a desire. How the way he wants us to communicate. We have to have that desire But the only way we can have it, you can lay prostrate, lay before. Get on bending knees. If you can't get on knees, get in a chair, sit on the edge of your bed, whatever way you do to get to God. He just wants your time. We must give him that time. We have to do a living sacrifice. We have to sacrifice some things and come to him. It ain't hard. Just come to him. Cry out to him. Oh, God, I pray everyone in the sound of my voice will even do it after they get off this call. Go to him. Go to him like never before. If there's some things that is going on, take it to him in prayer, because he desired to hear it, even though he already know it. But he desired you to come before him. Come before the throne of grace. And say, hey, Daddy, I need you. Those songs, I need thee. Oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. I don't need every hour. I need every second. I need you. I need you, Daddy. I need you. I thank you that I can come on this line of the broadcast and give you what you have put on my heart to deliver to the people. Yes, I come online. Whatever God desires for me, he put it on me. Okay, how do you desire the love of God? How do you? How do you desire it? You desire everything else, things you want or things you want to do. Your desire, that desire is in you, but that desire only came through God. He put a lot of desires in you, but he wants you to come to him so you can work it out together. Into me, see? Into me. Intimacy to God. That's what he wants. He wants the intimacy, the closeness. You're walking with him. You're talking with him. Like how the apostles did. They walk and talk with Jesus. They walk and talk with him. The whole time, the 3.5 years he was walking on this, we're walking with the Almighty, the Son of God in the flesh that is sitting at the right hand right now of the Father, of the throne of grace. But he has his angels encamped around each and every one of us. We could call on them angels. They are guardian angels. Yes, God has placed the angels to be guard over us, that no harm or no danger will come in our dwelling. Now, you know that's God. God is awesome. He's powerful, very powerful. So before I close, I just pray each and everyone on this broadcast will get off and seek God. Yeah, you saw them this morning, but we can continue to see him throughout the day. But why you still can find him. Amen. And that's what we have to do. Seek him with our whole heart. This mind is stayed on him. He will keep us in perfect peace. His peace that surpasses all understanding. Because when you pray, you kneel down, you're praying. Oh, such a peace come over you. He just clothes you with this peace. And you're just, oh, just bathing in it. Because you don't have a worry in the world. Because you took it all to him in prayer. And that's why he said, come unto me. Come to me. I gave you a way to come to me through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will guide you to him, guide you to all peace, his everlasting peace. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his face, his countenance, and be gracious unto you. He lift up his whole countenance unto you and give you peace. And that is in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Rest upon each and every one of the sound of my voice. God is with you. And he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So come unto him, because he desires your love. And he wants to desire his love on you. Bless you all. I love you all. Until next time, Thunder and Lightning Ministries International with Kingdom Builders Development Institute is brought to you in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. God be blessed. Love you.